USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
When a coronavirus vaccine is available, seniors will be the first in line. That's the message from President Trump as he told a group of seniors Friday in Fort Myers, Florida.
Seniors will be the first in line for the vaccine, and we will soon be ending this pandemic. Hasn't happened a thing like this since 1918, 1917. That was a bad one, too. That was a real bad one. I will not rest until we've eradicated this plague from our country and our lives and our world. We want it out.
The president's speech comes after his administration announced they've struck a deal with CVS and Walgreens to distribute a vaccine to seniors and staff in long-term care facilities. That includes nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care homes. The pharmacies will coordinate on-site vaccination dates at each facility, and vaccines will be free of charge when they're available. This is USA Radio News.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the tech giant blocked a New York Post report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven to uphold a double standard on what it sees as the truth.
It's too little, too late. I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID. They put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But, of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Negotiations over a stimulus package appear to be at a standstill, with no progress being made despite President Trump's willingness to agree to a larger package than previously proposed. The President and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way of a final bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. That measure would provide $500 billion in funds for the Paycheck Protection Program to help businesses keep employees during the pandemic. In the battle of dueling town halls, former Vice President Joe Biden appears to have won the ratings battle. Early numbers show an average of 13.9 million people watched Biden's town hall on ABC, while 13.1 million watched President Trump's event on the networks of NBC. Biden's town hall ran for 90 minutes, while the president's was only 60. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.